Without a doubt.
Definitely not what we envisioned, you know, coming to this game. It's unfortunate that it ended the way it did.
Is it disappointment? Is it frustration having to wait that long? What kind of word sums it up?
Just disappointment, you know, especially with the fumble at a critical point, down 17 at the time, and entering into the red zone. And to give up that fumble kind of really killed the momentum. It was rough. It was rough.
Adrian, how did you feel? Were you 100%? Were you missing anything or in your game? Or?
You know, I feel good. You know, good enough to come out and play. You know, so there's no excuses. You know, unfortunately, the game didn't lay out the way that we expected it to lay out. And so as far as me being in there, it kind of changed a little bit. You know, we had to drop back and start passing the ball a lot more. And, you know, with me being out for a sufficient amount of time, you know, it was obviously best for Jared and Matt to continue with the no-huddle offense. And, so, hurry-up offense.
How did that make you feel, your competitor?
How did it make me feel?
Yeah.
It was tough. It was tough. You know, you look at the scoreboard and you're down by a couple touchdowns, and you know the running game is kind of irrelevant. You know, at that point, and you know, of course, you know, I like being on the sideline, but you know, we got faith in Matt and Jared. Those guys do a great job. You know, obviously Jared made some big plays. You know, out on the perimeter when he got the ball in his hand. So, it was just, I did imagine it going this way today.
Now, there had been talk last week that you might not come back if the team wasn't in a playoff position. Now that you are back, is it good to go next week against Green Bay?
Yeah, you know, I'm planning on going, you know, so that's my mindset going forward.
Do you plan on even the last game in Chicago if you guys are out of it? Do you want to play out the season?
I'm not going to go jump ahead to 2 weeks. You know, I'm just going to just look forward to this week.
So even if you guys are eliminated before you play Green Bay, you...
I just said it, okay. You know. I'm going to answer it a different way.
Oh, man. Could you imagine when the team got off to that hot start that we were talking about not making the playoffs at this point?
No. I didn't imagine it happened, but, you know... I know how I can go. I know how, you know, season, you know, how I can switch on you, you know, and unfortunately, that's what happened to us, but we're just going to continue to fight, you know, there's still opportunity, you know, so that's what I'm holding on to.
From your perspective, what happened? I mean, how'd you, what switched?
I don't know, you know, it's just, we came out flat, you know, our first couple series, and really couldn't get anything going, you know, and, you know, offensively for them, you know, they was able to, you know, really kind of run the clock down on us and score points as well, you know, and that really hurt us, you know. So I think on both sides of the ball, we were very disappointed in how we played today.
Adrian, knowing that you guys had to basically win out to get the playoffs, you want to control what you can do. This loss now in hand. What do you say to the guys, if anything, to kind of keep them going through these last games?
Just keep fighting. You know, it's a big game tonight. It's going to happen. And, you know, I'll be rooting for the Cowboys. But, you know, there's still opportunity. You know, so we just got to focus on winning the next two games. You know, it will help. So we just got to sit back and see how things kind of, you know, pan out.
Sorry if I missed it, but can you just take us through the fumble? What exactly happened on that particular play?
Defender made a great play. I remember pushing with my left arm, with stiff arm, and as I went down, the ball got loose. And I don't know if someone hit it out or squirted it out. It was a poor job by me with ball security.
Adrian, you guys only had the ball for 6.5 minutes in the first half.
Yeah.
It's almost opposite of what you would anticipate with you coming back. Kind of a ball control.
Yeah, you would think that, you know, offensively we'd be able to create more drives and get things going. But, you know, their defense came in and, you know, they made good plays, you know, and we were struggling early on and they made good plays. And before we knew it, we was down, you know, by 24 points, you know, so that just that happened quick. We was down by 17 really quick, you know, so that changed the game plan. You know, you no longer really can sit there and run the ball and try to create long drives, you know. They did that to us.
The first couple of drives in a game, is it difficult? What are the challenges of getting first downs, but also getting you, the whole famine feast thing, getting you into a game, but also getting first downs? How challenging is that?
I don't think it's challenging. You know, it's all about every guy doing their job and, you know, being productive when those opportunities come, you know, in the run game. And I felt like there were some things I could have did better. Set up, I'm sure the offensive line feels the same. And, you know, passing the ball as well, you know. So we just, for whatever reason, we weren't clicking, you know. And it was just too late for us to really kind of get into that rhythm. And our approach to this game initially coming in would be, you know, mix the run with the pass, but we had to get away from it.
I know you have great respect for a number of other running backs. Frank Gore, 33, gaining 100 yards today. Your thoughts on Frank Gore's performance?
Oh, you know, got to tip my hat to him. You know, he's a guy that I've been watching since he was at Miami, you know, when I was, you know, still in school. Mm-hmm. You know, and I always loved his running style, you know, the way he overcame adversity with injuries and things like that. And he's been playing in this league for a long time and, you know, racking off these 1,000 yards. You know, he's in the top 10, right? Yeah.
He's got 891 now, I think.
Yeah, you know, so that right there alone tells you how good this guy is. So it's not surprising, even against our good defense, that, you know, he was able to rack up 100 yards.
All right. Thanks, guys.